Observations column. Titled, The Vials of God's Wrath. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. In the timeline of the book of Revelation, John has brought us to the precise midpoint of the Great Tribulation period. Antichrist has stolen 3.5 years of worship due God, and his anger has been stirred to wrath. The losses on earth as the seals were opened and during the trumpet judgments were horrifyingly great in the earlier chapters. But now the vilest of plagues are about to be poured out in the bowl, or vile, judgments upon the earth. The warnings of chapter 15 will have been ignored, and judgment now comes. It never comes without warning. The heavenly view, 7 angels are given the 7 golden vials of the 7 final plagues to be poured out. The earthly impact, and the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the 7 plagues of the 7 angels were fulfilled. It reminds us of Isaiah 55 verse 6, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Isaiah is telling us in this verse that there will come a time when the Lord will not be found through the earthly temple. The temple will have been thoroughly defiled, and God's presence will not be found there. Those that go there to find him will find only the abomination of desolation, as spoke of by Daniel the prophet, Daniel 7 verse 8, Matthew 24 verse 15, and Mark 13 verse 14. Only a truly vulgar image of Antichrist will be there. Any who seek to make peace with God and find salvation will have to seek him through his Son, Jesus the Christ, and worship him with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. Deuteronomy 6 verse 24. And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 13, verses 11 to 14. This verse promises that God shall be found when and if we search for him to the depths of our hearts. You see, even in our final moments, we can find God's presence in the depths of a heart that is searched to its depths. He reaches out his hand to you and to me, inviting us to trust only in him. As gentle as a lamb, he knocks on our door and invites us to open it so he can fellowship with us. Will you grasp his hand? It is extended to you even today. Revelation 3 verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock, if any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line, and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.